第三周，星期一专题演练。
Passage 1. If you visit a big city anywhere in the world, you will probably find a restaurant which would serve the food of your own native country. Most large cities in the United States offer international sample of foods. Many people enjoy eating the food of other nations.This is probably one reason why there are so many different kinds of restaurants in the United States. A second reason is that many Americans come from other parts of the world. They enjoy tasting the foods of their native lands. In the city of Detroit, for example, there are many people from Western Europe, Greece, Latin America, and the Far East.There are many restaurants in Detroit which serve the foods of these areas. There are many other international restaurants, too. Americans enjoy the foods in these restaurants as well as the opportunity to better understand the people and their way of life. One of the most common international restaurants to be found in the United States is the Italian restaurant.The restaurant may be a small business run by a single family. The mother of the family cooks all of the dishes, and the father and children serve the people who come to eat there. Or it may be a large restaurant owned by several different people who worked together in the business. Many Italian dishes that Americans enjoy are made with meats, tomatoes, and cheese. They are very delicious and tasty.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 26. Why are there so many international restaurants in the United States? Question 27.Why do Americans like to go to international restaurants apart from enjoying the foods there? Question 28. How is it typical Italian family restaurant run in the United States?Passage 2. My mother was born in a small town in northern Italy. She was 3 when her parents immigrated to America in 1926. They lived in Chicago when my grandfather worked making ice cream. Mama thrived in the urban environment. At 16, she graduated first in her high school class, went on to secretarial school,and finally worked as an executive secretary for a railroad company. She was beautiful, too. When a local photographer used her pictures in his monthly window display, she felt pleased. Her favorite portrait showed her sitting by Lake Michigan, her hair went blown, her gaze reaching toward the horizon. My parents were married in 1944. Dad was a quiet and intelligent man.He was 17 when he left Italy. Soon after a hit-and-run accident left him with a permanent limp, Dad worked hard selling candy to Chicago office workers on their break. He had little formal schooling. His English was self-taught. Yet he eventually built a small, successful wholesale candy business. Dad was generous and handsome. Mama was devoted to him. After she married,My mother quit her job and gave herself to her family. In 1950, with 3 small children, Dad moved the family to a farm 40 miles from Chicago. He worked land and commuted to the city to run his business. Mama said goodbye to her parents and friends and traded her busy city neighborhood for a more isolated life, but she never complained.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 29. What does the speaker tell us about his mother's early childhood? Question 30. What do we learn about the speaker's father? Question 31. What does the speaker say about his mother? Passage 3. In January 1989, the community of European railways presented their proposal for a high-speed pan-European train network extending from Sweden to Sicily and from Portugal to Poland by the year 2020. If their proposal becomes a reality, it will revolutionize train travel in Europe. Journeys between major cities will take half time they take today. Brussels will be only 1.5 hours from Paris. The quickest way to get from Paris to Frankfurt, from Barcelona to Madrid, will be by train, not plane. When the network is complete, it will integrate 3 types of railway line. Totally new high-speed lines with trains operating at speeds of 300 kilometers per hour. Upgraded lines which allow for speeds up to 200 to 225 kilometers per hour. And existing lines for local connections and distribution of freight. If business people can choose between a 3-hour train journey from city center to city center and 1-hour flight, they'll choose the train, says an executive travel consultant. They won't go by plane anymore. If you calculate flight time, check-in, and travel to and from the airport, you'll find almost no difference. And if your plane arrives late due to bad weather or air traffic jams or strikes, then the train passengers will arrive at their destination first. Since France introduced the first 260 km/h high-speed train service between Paris and Lyon in 1981, the trains have achieved higher and higher speeds. On many routes, airlines have lost up to 90% of their passengers to high-speed trains. If people accept the Community of European Railways plan, the 21st century will be the new age of the train.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 32. What is the proposal presented by the Community of European Railways? Question 33. What will happen when the proposal becomes a reality? Question 34. Why will business people prefer a 3-hour train journey to a 1-hour flight? Question 35. When did France introduce the first high-speed train service?